News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio to address some of those issues and some of the issues that came up in our survey by Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, Catherine Sapone. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Delighted to be here.
Just to remind people, this is on the back of our own research, 10% increase in parts of the country in childcare costs since we last carried out this survey 5 years ago. The average monthly fee now is €745, but there are big disparities in that right around the country depending on where you are, and I suppose what stood out for us was Dublin, as you'd expect, is top of the list, followed by Wicklow, Cork, and then Kildare, Louth and Meath. So really Dublin and the commuter counties dominating the top of the list. Speaking on the record yesterday to me, Frances Byrne, who's Director of Policy and Advocacy at Early Childhood Ireland, said that the childcare sector in Ireland suffers from chronic underinvestment.
What we have in Ireland is historical underinvestment in this area. It's accepted by the current minister. It's accepted by all of the policymakers and officials in her department because it's a fact. So because of that, parents, providers and staff end up carrying the can. So parents will say, I'm paying the second mortgage or indeed three if they've two children. Providers will tell us, my back's to the wall, I'm absorbing rates, I'm having to do an awful lot of administration other businesses don't have to do. I'm trying to provide really high quality to parents, to children and their families. And the third thing is that staff are notoriously underpaid. It's not a sector that attracts people into it. So all of that leads to a kind of a nightmare for parents, providers and staff in Ireland.
Yeah, that was Frances Byrne from Early Childhood Ireland speaking to me yesterday and on the record. As I said, Catherine Sapone, Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, is with me in studio. Minister, what was your reaction, I suppose, to hearing some of those figures, the top line figures coming out of the research?
I think, Ciarán, it was a very useful piece of research and it complements the research that's been done within my department. It's too much for parents to pay. I accept that. I think it's also the case, as Frances has said there, that there have been decades of underinvestment. So that's why it's, on the one hand, for parents to know, yes, it's too much to pay, but on the other hand, since 2016, we've increased our investment by over 80%. So I guess one of the things I would say that, without that increased investment, probably the prices would be higher and less children would be benefiting. Now, I do accept that that doesn't necessarily make parents feel any better in that regard. But what I can say is that, since I've come in, we've had significant increased investment. And I am absolutely determined to continue that path.
1% of GDP is the recommended spend. The European average is about 0.8%. These were Frances Byrne's figures yesterday. And Ireland is about 0.1%. Now, as you said, we've come up to that level. It has increased to get us there. It still puts us 10 times lower than what's recommended.
It does. And actually, again, as I said, this comes at a really good time because my officials have been engaging with the Department of Finance officials. But next week, I'm going in to meet face-to-face with the Minister for Finance. And so this supports really my call. It is also true to say, though, that from this September, there are going to be increases to providers of up to 7% in terms of what they provide in terms of the free preschool provision. So my hope and expectation is that that means that that could go towards perhaps fairer wages for the workers, Frances mentions them, offset some of the costs for the providers so that parents aren't faced with even additional increases. But at the same time, we still need to find more money for parents. I think the other thing is that, your research was particularly focused on the under twos. And from last September, I was able to negotiate an entitlement for everyone, for every child that's under two, for up to $1,040 per year. So again, that makes a contribution, though I accept that we still need a significant amount of more money.
If we were to get up to that 1% figure eventually, and that's not going to happen overnight, it would take us a number of budgets to get us up even to the European average, say, of 0.8%, which would be an eightfold increase on current investment. What's your preferred current model of childcare or childcare subsidy? Is it payments to creche providers? Is it a state creche system like you have in some Scandinavian countries, the Barnehage you hear about in Norway and places? Is it tax deductibility to parents, because that's what some people want to get in touch about, because not everyone uses creches either, you know, about a quarter. Like, a lot of parents are maybe using family, or they're using a childminder or an au pair.
Well, my preferred model is a model that is really based on international evidence, and that is the one that we're pursuing. And it has to do with then that we have a mixture of private and nonprofit providers, and that in order to ensure quality, the best way is for us as a government to provide subsidization to the costs that the providers offer to the parents. That's the way in which we can control quality as well, so to ensure that the children get the best of education and care. So what we've been doing then is to increase the subsidization rate, and but perhaps of equal significance, Kieran, is that this year we passed for the first time ever a bill that entitles families to that subsidization. It's called the Affordable Child Care Act. And secondly, we are building what we're calling an affordable child care system. And we've just agreed with a major contractor in order to develop the IT system in order to do that, so that not only hopefully our subsidization rates will increase, therefore costs will come down, but that it will be easier for parents and providers to determine what it is that they're entitled to once this full system is in place.
How much are you going to ask Pascal Donohue for? Because
I can't let you know that before I talk to Pascal.
Want 50 million a year every year for the next 5 years, an extra 50 million
as you can see, we will need a significant amount. First of all, of course,
you'd ask for 50 anyway. I will be at least asking for 50.
I'll say that. Okay,
minimum 50. Because your colleague in government, Shane Ross, seems to think there's 70 odd million spare there to pay a granny grant, to pay €1,000 to people who may be in families minding children. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't think that's a childcare measure. It certainly wouldn't necessarily, it wouldn't be anything that would come out of my department. It's not a child care measure. Child care measures are increasing investment to support fair wages and quality provision for our children.
All right. So at least 50 million you're going to be asking for. So we'll be finding out exactly how much then is in budget 2019 when it comes out. Minister, while you're here as well, I just want to ask you about a story on the front page of the Irish Times, actually, his comments from Diarmaid Martin, the Archbishop of Dublin, who's criticising child protection measures that exist within the church, talking about how they need to be reformed, how that they're not essentially effective in Ireland. Would that be your assessment as well of the church's child protection measures?
I think that the Archbishop is offering some really strong statements. The two things that I think I was most taken with in terms of what he said recently is that there isn't a strong enough team around the Pope in order to ensure the best protection for children across the world. And obviously, the Ireland is contained within that. So that needs to change. And I suppose if the Pope is the leader and he's the one in charge, he has something to do and to say in relation to that. The second thing that I was really struck with is the question that Archbishop Martin asked, is that, he keeps wondering, what is it about Irish Catholicism that might have led to such abuse of children within the institutions, as well as the cover-up? And I think that's a really good question. I think it's really important, if they're really going to do some soul-searching, to take a look at some of the theology and the teachings, some of which may actually directly influence that behavior, as distinct from it necessarily being an aberration.
Are you going to go? Are you going? I assume all members of government are invited.
I am. I will be present at the civic reception. Yes.
Because a lot of people are talking about, what the Pope needs to do in order to heal some of the wounds caused by the history of abuse, sexual abuse in the church. What would you like him to say or do? Is it meeting with survivors of abuse? Is it something he should say up on the altar in the Phoenix Park? I'm just curious, even your own personal preference, what would you like to hear from him?
Well, I mean, of course, it's important for him to acknowledge, I think, within this country, his, as it's been said already, the sorrow and shame in relation to the members of the Catholic Church who have abused so horrifically children over a period of time, as well as the cover-up that's happened. So, of course, that's important to acknowledge it. But of equal importance is, I'd love to hear him say what it is that he's going to do and to ensure that that doesn't happen again, and to put in place measures of either stronger protection, as well as ensuring that those who did commit those crimes are accountable.
All right. On that note, Dr. Catherine Zappone, Minister for Children and Youth Affairs. Minister, thanks a million for coming into us. I should have said newstalk.com, or you can find the results of that survey that we carried out on childcare costs. Find out how your own county compares to the national average.